Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It's important in national and international affairs that the terms of statecraft be precisely defined. When making policy and alliances, the parties must at all times be rigorously clear about what is meant by such labels as nuclear power, developing country, and the like. Now, a new term of art, just introduced by the President of the United States, shithole country, begs a proper definition. Let us fix that for you. Here is how you tell whether a country qualifies for the new designation. Exhibit 1, airports. If you have an airport named for one of your most popular presidents located just outside your largest city, in which earlier this month the following things happened. Hundreds of people were stranded on airplanes unable to get to a gate for up to 20 hours. Baggage handling machinery froze and failed so that those lucky enough to get off their planes couldn't get their bags. It was so cold in the terminal that hundreds of the people stranded there built ramshackle shelters out of discarded cardboard boxes, you know, like homeless people do, where some people spent 3 days. Two airliners collided on the tarmac, and a water main break flooded one of the airport's 4 terminals with 3 inches of water and required that all electricity to the terminal be shut off. If you live in a country where that happened, you might be living in one of those countries the president was talking about. This cascading series of issues, those the words of the authority that runs the airport, occurred, of course, at John F. Kennedy Airport, described elsewhere as New York City's primary airport and the busiest international air passenger gateway to North America. Exhibit 2, train stations. Penn Station is to railroad travel what JFK is to air travel. It is the main intercity railroad station in New York City and the busiest passenger transportation hub in the Western Hemisphere, handling 600,000 passengers a day. It is located underneath Madison Square Garden in Midtown Manhattan, where railroads can reach it only through tunnels. In the same week that JFK was experiencing its cascading issues, Penn Station was being described by Bloomberg Businessweek as the most awful transit center in America, which could get unimaginably worse. Penn Station has been overcrowded, overused, and deteriorating for decades. The first major program proposed to renovate it was offered in the 1990s. Failed to get government support. Since then, traffic has doubled, and every proposal to tackle the problem has died of neglect, the latest torpedoed by none other than Donald Trump. The 2 tunnels that cross under the Hudson River, that connect Penn Station with everything and everyone in the eastern United States south of New York, were built while the Wright brothers were building their first airplane factory over 100 years ago. When the tunnels were flooded by Hurricane Sandy, the salt and chemicals deposited began eating even faster into the ancient cement and masonry that, should it fail, would shut down a major chunk of the U.S. economy and introduce the Hudson River into Midtown Manhattan. Not only is nothing being done about it, there are no plans to do anything about it. Last spring, a sewage pipe broke in Penn Station, flooding one of the crowded concourses with raw sewage, making it, of course, a literal shithole. Devin Leonard, who wrote the Bloomberg Businessweek article, concluded, "Penn Station is a debacle reaching across time. Its past is a slow-motion disaster of inaction and canceled reforms, its present an ongoing disgrace. And its future could be truly catastrophic in the form of a tunnel failure that pinches shut one of the most vital economic arteries in America." I'll have to get back to you on Exhibits 3 through 320 on bridges, highways, the electric grid, water pollution, soil depletion, ocean dead zones, garbage, declining life expectancy. But you get the idea. When the Donald created this new category by which nations are to be assessed, only the stable genius knew that America would turn out once again to be number one. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.